Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Are we ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb? A silence came over the room. Are we ready? I'll ask again.
Are we ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb? It seems like it's over.
I got to tell you guys, maybe I shouldn't say it because it's going to kind of cast a pall over the room. I heard he is kind of getting close to another team. It happens to be in the NFC North.
You sure about that?
Well, apparently Ken Carmen from our sister station in Cleveland, The Fan, was sure about that because that is reportedly what is going to happen in Houston. Multiple sources saying that Nick Chubb is expected to sign a one-year deal with the Texans. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score. And we, as a show, were very excited about the thought that Nick Chubb would be available for a Bears team that now has a reported $14.5 million of open cap space.
But our excitement was before the NFL draft, right? And then it kind of got more excited after the NFL draft. Like, now they really need some help.
Yes, we were most excited right after the draft.
And then the
because that's when he posted the video that his knees appear healthy.
So, but then the realization as you're listening to the Bears, you're listening to whether it's, you can go up and down the list, right? You could talk about Ryan Poles. You could talk about the head coach. And also the offensive coordinator, and also the running backs coach. So from Ryan Poles all the way down to Eric Bieniemy, right? You could talk about the fact that they seemed way more excited about their running back situation than anyone outside of the organization did. And that's when I warned people. I was like, okay, yeah, I could completely see this team going into next season with what they currently have, plus an additional, not high-level Nick Chubb-type running back, but somebody else that's just another Kyle Manungai class guy.
Yeah, Kyle Manungai, though, being the seventh-round pick, I'm all for giving him the opportunity to show you why he was drafted. Absolutely. But when it comes to talking about Ashton Jeanty as much as the Bears did to talking about a seventh rounder,
there's
a huge difference there in the running back desire chart.
Did the Bears talk so much about Ashton Jeanty, or did everyone talk about the Bears talking about Ashton Jeanty so much become a thing? I think that's more
reputable
what it was.
Reputable reporters in the National Football League, who are often the ones breaking news like what we are telling today about Nick Chubb, were the ones who were very strong talking about the Bears' desire to draft to trade up to draft for Ashton Jeanty.
But I said all along, even back then, I was like, but I don't think he's going to fall far enough for them to be able to trade up for him without giving up major stuff. I was like, they are not in a position where they can give up that type of stuff. And once
draft capital,
assets, however you want to put it. But once Colston Loveland was drafted, and then once we saw who their first second round pick was, I was like, oh yeah, they were never really in the running like people thought they might be. I think they were in a topic of, hey, let's see if we can do this. And then they were like, this can't really work and us get what we need in other spots.
I don't necessarily know. I think that the running backs that they wanted, just went before what they thought they were going to go. And they didn't necessarily have an answer running back wise to that. They took Luther Burden because they thought that he was a first round pick. But when you consider that running backs went ahead of them when they had that second pick when they had the second round pick, that was what the issue was. When you see guys like Quinshon Judkins go off the board from Ohio State and Travion Henderson, the next pick was the Bears. I still believe that that's the case. And they say they stay disciplined to their board, so much so that they didn't end up drafting a running back until the seventh round.
And to that, you said, I need to see this board because I don't know if I believe in this board. Actually, I haven't believed in the Bears board
for a while.
Yeah. And look, how could you? Based on what you've seen during the Ryan Poles era from the draft, how could you? That changes, of course, this year where at least they'll have a Pro Bowler in Tyreek Stevenson from the Ryan Poles era of drafting. So that's one thing you can be rest assured on. Actually, you can't, because I'm just saying it because I believe it, not that it will actually happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue is I don't necessarily know that the team they have on the field is the team they have on the field. And when you consider that there are still available running backs, I just don't know. Just like I don't know whether Counterpunch was whenever this happened in the draft, I don't know what their answer would be. I don't think that they are letting $14.5 million of cap space go for no reason. I think they restructured Joe Tooney's contract with a specific need in mind.
And you think it's running back. You're sure it's not additional pass rush. I think
no, because of how much they gave to guys like Dio Odangbo.
Well, that's one guy they give a lot of money to.
They signed Grady Jarrett.
They signed Grady Jarrett. I think it frees them to make a trade of some kind if warranted between now and the start of the season, or really between now and the trade deadline, because we've seen that happen. I think the other thing is looking at the weapons that they do have outside of running back. When you talk about multiple tight ends with Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet, when you talk about what looks now like now riches at the receiver position with DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, and also Luther Burden III, if he can get over a soft tissue injury and get back to physically being what he needs to be before training camp. The worst thing would be if Luther Burden III and Colston Loveland are not ready to go within the first week or two of training camp. Then you're going to be like, I've seen this movie before with Karan Armagaji. I did not enjoy that particular flick.
Well, also just the way they talked about Roshan Johnson, who hasn't proven enough.
But maybe they're going to have a callback, and
I appreciate the fact that they're going to let him have his chance to try to show who he is as well. But when Ben Johnson tells me how dependent they are on the running game and how that is going to set up everything they do for the entire offense, I just don't necessarily know that they've got the talent to say to opposing teams, we're going to commit bodies to this at the line of scrimmage to then free up something to happen in the passing game, should it be an RPO situation or whatever, because you didn't do enough talent-wise to fortify your running back room. J.K. Dobbins is still out there. You know, the Chargers did offer what they were supposed to at the time of his free agent restriction process, or his unrestricted free agent process, but he's still a free agent. So the Broncos are in pursuit of him. We know that. I still think that there are some NFL minds who think that he's best fit with the Bears, but you can't tell me that much money is available under the cap for no reason. I just don't see that being the case.
One of the things that I took away from what Ben Johnson said last week about offensive linemen and how the priority is pass protection is, I think they're going to sling the rock more than what we think. And I think DeAndre Swift, Roshan Johnson, Ian Wheeler, and now Kyle Manangai might be enough in Ben Johnson's eyes. Also, I think they're looking to see what else gets released between now and those final cuts, if you will. You might find a veteran running back as we talk about the Bears and what their situation is now that the news that Nick Chubb is likely to sign with the Houston Texans is out here on Raheem and Harris. What that leaves for the rest of the offensive skill players, and really Rome Odunze front and center. We talk a lot about Caleb Williams and what he needs to show in year two, but Rome Odunze kind of in that same category based on what happened in his rookie year and the fact that he set his own goals for himself of 1,000 yards receiving and a bigger thing, double digit touchdowns.
And I just like Jalen Johnson set his really lofty goals on Fox Sports 1, I think it's good that Rome Odunze is setting his. Last season, he had 54 catches, 734 yards, and only 3 touchdowns his rookie season. So I think when you consider that part of it, and again, knowing the offense wasn't functioning, am I okay with him setting these goals for himself? Absolutely. I think that was a reasonable expectation, especially in year two. I don't see why that wouldn't be the case for him. 10 touchdowns is really high.
I feel like the touchdown thing.
But 1,000-yard season? Yeah. I'm good with that.
Because I used to feel different about 1,000 yards before the extra game. But now, 17 games to get 1,000 yards. That's not asking for a whole lot.
Well, he was close anyway, and I don't feel like he was targeted as much as I would have liked to have seen. So when he's got 734 with that offense, no, I'm absolutely thinking that that's the case. I just don't know that with the tight ends they have on this team now, if 10 touchdowns for him, when you consider who else is on the team with him, if that's a reasonable expectation. There might be a lot of team touchdowns. They just might not all go to certain people. They might be well distributed.
So, rough math, 58.8 yards per game. That's what he would need to get to. So, 59 yards per game to get to 1,000. That should be doable in a functional offense led by Ben Johnson, where Rome Odunze is a top three target.
Yeah, so you're looking at maybe, 60 yards, so like 5 or 6 catches in a game.
Yeah, or less, 4 or 5 catches. I mean, yeah. If Rome's out here making plays.
I mean, I don't know how they want to use him yet, but I feel like that would be reasonable. Also, something else that we want to make a note of, this came out this morning too. How about the news about Jaire Alexander, that the Packers are expected to cut him? That was a bit of a surprise. And I know we're past the June 1st point that people always point to when it comes to the roster moves happening like that. But the concept of either trying to move him somehow or trade or cut him has now been brought up by multiple outlets.
Well, the fact that he's only played 14 games total over the last 2 years because of injuries, I think played a bigger role than anything else in this, because this is a guy that was a 2-time Pro Bowler and was seen as a star as a first round pick. And you can go back just 3 years ago, before those 2 seasons of injury played absences at times, and see a guy who was a centerpiece for their defense, one of the stalwarts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He had 2 years left on a 4-year, $84 million extension.
They paid that man.
Right. So to have that happen, and to reportedly the latest move being to release him this morning, that was a bit of a surprise, just knowing how much money was there. But sometimes you have to just accept that cost in order to move forward.
He was a guy who was all pro second team and a Pro Bowler back in 2022. He played all 16 games that year. But the year prior, he only played 4 games. So you're talking about 4-16-7-7 in terms of games played the last 4 seasons.
Well, you know what that says to me? More yards for the Bears.
I mean, that's the hope. Ben Johnson's supposed to be getting more yards to begin with. I don't know would you be comfortable if they just finished top 10 in total yards and top 10 in points, or do you what is a reasonable expectation from Ben Johnson in year
one? If the Bears had a top 10 offense in this National Football League, yeah, I'd be thrilled.
Okay, some people are like, well, if it's not top 7, top 5, then it's not good enough.
Who are these people? Are they the same people who thought that the Bears were going to have a top 5 defense last year?
I mean, I thought for a moment that they might be on the precipice of having a top 5 defense last
year. That can
be
your goal.
Okay.
That can be the goal.
Top 5 defense, top 5 offense.
But no, that is not my expectation. You can set that goal hoping you get it. As for what happens in the middle, no. If the Bears had even a top 12, 13, 14.
So top half.
I would be very happy.
Okay. To me, that's low. I think top 10 is the way to go here.
Have you seen the relative numbers?
I have seen. Listen, Ben Johnson was hired for a reason. And he's got offensive linemen, he's got offensive weapons, minus maybe a stalwart in the backfield. Maybe.
Yeah, like sometimes, again, I just need you to be there. Then we'll figure out what happens and how you can add to it. We have more coming up next here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. I was part of the team that called the Chicago Sky game on Saturday. I was there with Chuck Swirsky. So we will talk about just a catastrophic loss for the team. What happened in the game against the Fever, the atmosphere at the United Center. Caitlin Clark was there. And we'll do it all next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.